The headlines this hour. The acting Palestinian Authority chief says Israel's decision to add two West Bank shrines to its heritage list could lead to a religious war. Iran says the captured terrorist Abdul Malik Righi visited a US base in Afghanistan 24 hours before his arrest. And an explosion in a coal mine in northwestern Turkey has killed at least 17 workers.
It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of World News here on Press TV.
Thanks for joining us. The acting Palestinian Authority chief warns that Israel's recent decision to add two disputed holy sites in the occupied West Bank to its heritage sites list could spark a religious war. Mahmoud Abbas has made the comments following talks with EU Parliament President Jerzy Buzek in Brussels. He slammed the Israeli decision as provocation. Abbas also said the move will be yet another blow to the chances of restarting the stalled peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Israel has decided to add the Cave of the Patriarchs in Al-Khalil and Rachel's Tomb in Bethlehem to the list of around 150 sites that it plans to promote. The United Nations has expressed concern over the issue. Meanwhile, the Israeli decision has drawn strong condemnation from Palestinian resistance group Hamas, as well as a number of regional states. Here's more.
Anger prevails in the Palestinian territories following Israel's plan to add two major religious sites to what it calls its heritage list. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced on Sunday that Israel intends to include the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron al-Khalil and Bilal bin Rabah Mosque in Bethlehem on the list of around 150 sites that Israel plans to restore. The announcement has sparked various angry reactions in the Palestinian territories. Over the past 2 days, different events have been held by the Palestinians to protest Israel's illegal move under the international law. In a press conference in Gaza, Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh called for a third intifada to face Israel's military and occupation policies against Palestinians.
We demand the Palestinian people in the West Bank start a new intifada against the Israeli occupation. The latest decision requires a practical reaction on the ground. We will not recognize the occupiers and their decisions as they are both illegal.
Other Palestinian factions, including Islamic Jihad and Fatah, have denounced Israel's move, which many experts believe aims at stealing the Islamic heritage in order to change their Arab and Islamic character. Hundreds of Palestinians staged a rally in Gaza on Monday evening to condemn Israel's decision.
Israel is trying to grab the Islamic heritage. Adding the two major mosques to its heritage list is very dangerous. This decision must be countered with a serious Islamic Arab response.
The enemy is looking for a way to legitimize his existence on Palestinian land. Therefore, we call on our Islamic and Arab nation to protect the holy sites and support the Palestinian people.
The Ibrahimi Mosque is considered to be the second holiest shrine in Palestine after Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds, which is subject to ongoing excavations by Israel. Palestinians say Israel's latest move and its expansion of settlement activities represent a land grab illegal under the international law. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority has warned that Israel's decision would wreck peace efforts. Negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians have been frozen for more than a year, with the Palestinians refusing to participate in talks until Israel halts its settlement building in the West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Following Israel's decision to add two Islamic shrines in the West Bank to its national heritage list, Palestinians continue to stage rallies and sit-ins to express their anger. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.
Well, to tell us more, we're joined all the way from Berkeley on the phone by Ralph Shornman. He's the author of Hidden History of Zionism. Welcome to the program, sir. The news about Israel adding these two historical sites to its own heritage list, do these two sites belong to only Jews or do they belong to other religions as well? What do you make of this decision?
Well, this is part of the continuous plan to displace the Palestinian people. I want to point out that the plans to seize these two sites were made at Tel Ahai, which is where in 1920 Zionist settlers tried to dispossess the Palestinian people of their land and were met with resistance. This is a harking back to the very process through which the Palestinian people were systematically removed from their land through a series of massacres and through the destruction of towns and villages from one end of Palestine to the other. I should also like to mention that on May 10th, the New York Times carried a story, the headline of which was Parks Fortify Israel's Claim to Jerusalem. And in the New York Times article of that date, May 10th, they gave the same figure, $100 million, that had been planned, put forward for the seizure of all Palestinian sites in Jerusalem. They had a private group buying up Palestinian property throughout Jerusalem with no public or international scrutiny, and I'm quoting from the New York Times. And so what we see here is the little continuation of the long-standing Zionist plan to remove the Palestinian land, people from their land and from history. And I don't think it can be separated from the article in the London Times on February 21st by Uzi Mahnaimi, describing the meeting between Maya Dagan, the head of the Mossad, and Netanyahu, the meeting at which Netanyahu ordered the assassination in Dubai
Indeed.
Of Mahmoud al-Mahbub.
Yes, and now, Mr. Shulman, acting Palestinian Authority Chief.
Meeting, fully documented. It's also been confirmed in Haaretz. So let's be very clear.
Yes, now, Mr. Shulman, acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has warned that, quote, this could provoke a religious war. Now, how serious could this war get, and what is the likelihood that the so-called peace talks would continue?
Well, I would say to you that the peace talks are a charade and always have been. They have nothing to do with peace. They are only about pacification and legitimizing the relentless Zionist displacement of the Palestinian people in all of Palestine and beyond. I think it transcends any question of a religious war. It is a struggle against imperialism, and it is a struggle against a colonial settler state, that of Zionism. We should remind ourselves that in 1947, at the United Nations, the Jewish agency sent their spokesperson there to define what was meant by Eretz Israel. This is a formal meeting of the United Nations. The land of Israel was described as all of Palestine, all of Lebanon, all of Jordan, two-thirds of Syria, one-half of Iraq, Saudi Arabia up to one-third of Saudi Arabia, Egypt up to the Nile, including Cairo, the southern tier of Turkey, and Kuwait. That was the formal definition of Eretz Israel, and a map was produced at that time before the United Nations, dating from Theodor Herzl's the second volume of his diary, in which the full delineation of the area to be defined as Eretz Israel was set forth.
So all right.
The designs on the part
now, Mr. Shulman, now both Hamas and Fatah
have always been an instrument of British imperialism. To displace the peoples of the region and to seize their land has been an ongoing process.
Yes, Mr. Shulman, both Hamas and Fatah, the two Palestinian factions, have condemned the move. Just how much would this issue help the two Palestinian factions unite? Mr. Shulman?
Yes.
Yes, both Hamas and Fatah have condemned this move. How can this issue help them unite?
Well, I think the call that came from the leadership in Gaza for a renewed intifada is a correct one. An uprising of the Palestinian people, there needs to be a struggle based upon a vision of a de-Zionized Palestine. And that should enlist the Palestinian people inside the so-called Green Line, and it should even enlist some of the settler population, as the African National Congress had reached out to large sections of the settler community in South Africa to join in the struggle for a de-Zionized state, a Palestine in which rights do not flow from ethnicity or religious affiliation. There has to be a struggle against the phenomenon of Zionism. It is an apartheid state that is based upon the subjugation and the expropriation of the people of Palestine, No one can accept or tolerate such a thing. It has to be resisted. And it is, as we all understand, the Israeli state is a creature of U.S. imperialism. It is armed and financed by U.S. imperialism. And the regimes in the region that are subject to that same agenda, which is the fragmentation of each country in the Middle East into its ethnic and religious components.
All right, so Mr. Shulman, I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. All right, Mr. Shulman, we have to leave it there. Thanks to Ralph Shulman there, author of The Hidden History of Zionism from Berkeley.
Well, moving on now, the UN General Assembly will meet later this week to follow up a report over Israeli war crimes in last year's Gaza offensive. The meeting on Friday will focus on a report by the UN-appointed international jurist Richard Goldstone. The Goldstone report accuses Israel of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity. The Assembly had given Israel until earlier this month to conduct an independent probe. Israel submitted a 46-page report that denied almost independent probe.
The Persian Gulf Cooperation Council has condemned the assassination of a Hamas leader in Dubai, calling it a terrorist act. The Council's Secretary-General has called in a statement on the EU to cooperate with the UAE investigation into the killing. The Council says the move is to bring what it calls the perpetrators to justice and prevent the repeat of such terrorist acts. The Council demands that the countries which have fallen victim to the act should take a firm stand against the party responsible. Dubai's police have identified four more suspects in connection with the assassination of the Hamas official last month. Police are almost 100% sure that the Israeli intelligence was behind the act. The assassins traveled with British, Irish, French and German passports.
Iran says the assassination of a top Hamas official in Dubai was an act of Israeli-sponsored terrorism. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanpares made the remark during his weekly press conference. Mehmanpares also called for the European countries to be held responsible for their alleged role in the assassination of Mahmoud al-Mabhouh. The UAE police chief said the hit squad used passports from Britain, Germany, Ireland and France to enter Dubai. Mehmanpares also said the ringleader of Jundallah terrorist group who has been captured by Iran on Tuesday has been backed by the United States. On Iran's nuclear program, Mehmanpares reiterated any nuclear fuel swap with the West must take place on Iran soil.
Now, after 5 months of intelligence operations, Iran has announced the capture of the ringleader of a notorious terrorist group, Jundallah. Iran's intelligence minister says Jundallah terrorist group leader Abdul Malik Righi was at a U.S. base in Afghanistan 24 hours before his capture. An unnamed U.S. official has rejected the accusation in an interview with AFP. However, informed sources tell Press TV that the plane carrying Righi and one of his deputies was grounded by Iranian security officials in the Iranian-Persian Gulf city of Bandar Abbas.
Intelligence Minister Haider Moslehi says Righi was at a U.S. base in Afghanistan a day before being arrested. He was carrying an Afghan passport issued by the Americans.
This is Righi's identification card issued by the Americans in Pakistan. This is his Afghan passport, prepared by the Americans as well, to let Righi travel to different countries to negotiate and organize terrorist operations. This is also a Dubai-issued passport for Jundallah's deputy, who was arrested while accompanying Abdul Malik Righi.
Moslehi noted that Iran received no help from regional intelligence services in the capture of Righi. He also said the West must stop supporting terrorist groups.
We're warning the US and European countries that the intelligence services of the West should stop supporting such groups in their terrorist acts. The people of Iran will never allow the Western powers to use such groups in Iran to realize their designs.
Since early 2005, Jundallah has sought to expand its terrorist operations in Iran's southeastern province of Sistan-Balochistan. It has carried out several kidnappings and bomb attacks that have left hundreds of Iranians dead. In October, the group claimed responsibility for a bombing that killed over 40 people, including military officials, in Iran's Sistan-Balochistan province. Jundullah was also behind a blast at a mosque in Zahedan that claimed the lives of over 20 people in May 2009. Rigi's brother, Abdul Hamid, is also in Iran's custody. He has admitted that Jundullah has links with the US to carry out attacks in Iran.
بعد یک نفره بود فارسی صحبت میکنه مترجم بود اونجا افغانی بود مترجم بود دیگه تو کلان تو زمینای برز چند نفر هستید که ما کجا هستید برز کجا جا میخواهید به شما بدیم سلام میخواهید برز به شما بدیم یا تو افغانستان میخواهید جای ما به شما بدیم یا برز سلام میخواهید چی میخواهید تو این زمین ها صحبت میکردن چند نفر هستن ما اون موقع که تو اون تفکر بودیم که برای هر صحبتی که مالک میکرد من همون حرف میزدم که برای ما 2-3 هزار نفر داریم یا برای مردم بلوچستان با ما هستن یا برای کردستان هست یا برای اهل تسون ایران کلن با ما هستن و همه مخالف ایران هست تو این زمین ها ما برای صحبت داشتیم برایش توضیح دادم.
Well, the news of Jundullah's ringleader's arrest has put many minds at rest in Iran's southeast. We asked people in Sistan-Baluchistan province how they felt about Rigi's arrest.
I was very happy when I heard the news this morning, because we're talking about innocent people. When we pass by this mosque and remember the innocent people who were killed in there, we are truly glad that this menace has been arrested.
What is important is that he's been arrested, and this is a source of great happiness for us. This morning I texted the news to all my friends because I was following up events, the arrest of Rigi's brother, and I think security in our city has increased 50% for this arrest.
I would like to thank our security forces for this arrest, because he really was a menace that was threatening the security of our southern borders.
We were very happy when we heard and are very grateful to our intelligence personnel for arresting this criminal.
I would like to congratulate everyone for this arrest, and I hope this black-hearted person will get the maximum punishment.
A methane explosion has killed at least 17 workers in a coal mine close to Balıkesir in northwest Turkey. Authorities say up to 28 workers have been pulled out of the rubble alive. Rescuers have so far brought out 12 bodies from the mine, with 5 other miners succumbing to their injuries. The explosion comes 2 months after 19 workers died when a coal mine close to the city of Bursa collapsed after a dynamite explosion. Mining disasters are common in Turkey. The worst disaster at Zonguldak in 1992 killed 263 miners.
And you're watching the news here on Press TV. Eric Campbell headlines this hour. The acting Palestinian Authority chief says Israel's decision to add 2 West Bank shrines to its heritage list could lead to a religious war. Iran says the captured terrorist, Abdul Malik Rigi, visited a US base in Afghanistan 24 hours before his arrest. And an explosion in a coal mine in northwestern Turkey has killed at least 17 workers.